McCarthy, Pelosi, the common denominator in COVID-19 relief holdup. By Trent Baker on October 1, 2020. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Thursday blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for the continued holdup with additional COVID-19 relief for the American people. According to McCarthy, Pelosi is the common denominator every time there has been a holdup. He suggested Pelosi wants the economy to fail to sabotage President Donald Trump's re-election chances. Host Brian Kilmeade asked McCarthy, "Are we getting closer and closer to some type of relief package?" "Well, we are trying, especially on the Republican side," McCarthy replied. "Just yesterday, we put on the floor more money for PPP. That is for the small business owner, for the employee, the money goes. But, unfortunately, the Democrats voted that down. So, we've gone one step further. We created a discharge petition with Congressman Steve Chabot and Jamie Herrera Butler. And if you get 218 signatures on it, it goes around Pelosi and could actually come to the floor." And just the other day, a number of Democrats sent a letter to the Speaker because she has been the common denominator holding this money up. Not just for small businesses, but for schools, for states, for the airlines. And you know, you begin to wonder, is she doing this because she wants the economy to fail before November? Why would she hold it up all this time? Even in August, she said she would not let us leave without finishing, but she sent us home. Then she called us back for an emergency, but not for COVID relief bill, and Republicans, again, at that time put another proposal on the floor of the House and the Democrats voted it down. He added, "You have a number of Democrats that have also become so frustrated because they are hearing back home from their constituents of the pain that is being caused by Nancy Pelosi continuing to hold it up. And she's done this with every COVID relief bill we have. Remember in front of that refrigerator when we needed more money for it, and she said no. Or when she flew back and held it up another week so the Kennedy Center could have more money but more people got laid off." But what's very interesting is the power that Nancy Pelosi has over these Democrats. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.